Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
All right, we're airborne on a Wednesday. Thank you for choosing to tune in to this show. We appreciate you very much. We today being just myself, I'm Radio's The Bulldog, Zach Jones, G hanging out, running the stream for the Twitch and the YouTube. Hello, Bullpen. Mike has the day off today. He should return tomorrow. Got a fun show. I'm very excited about our 4 o'clock guest. And this is a little bit of a curveball guest to preview Sunday's Saints visit to Buffalo to play the Bills, because Steve Bennett is not someone who covers the Saints, but he's one of the biggest Saints fans I've ever known in my life. He is a podcaster, has a very popular, even famous podcast called The Sportscasters. He's been gracious enough to have both myself and Mike on, I think more than once. I think we did it once together, and I remember doing it, I think, by myself with Steve another time, if I remember correctly, but I may be misremembering because that happens. And I don't know, early this week, Monday, I think, sitting in here thinking about the week. The Saints are not a team that comes up often on the schedule. Like, we've got guys that are go-to guys, right? Dan Lubberfeld, Connor Rogers with the Jets, Armando, Marcel, Louis Jacques with the Dolphins. And, you know, we got a Houston sideline guy. We got a guy in Baltimore, Jeremy Kahn, Alex Gold in Kansas City. I'll stop. This is not like you go to the Saints page in our Rolodex, which we don't have, and there's just nothing there. And I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, we could just, you know, scan Twitter, find people who cover the team. That works out well. That's how we got in touch with many of the people I just mentioned in the first place years ago. Just, you know, we need someone who covers the team. I hope this person can talk. Come on. And it's always, you know, generally worked out pretty well. Thinking about the Saints, I'm like, you know, we should call Steve. That's who we should call for this Saints preview, as he's things are pretty bad right now, and I'm just really interested to hear from a fan's perspective. So that's coming up at 4. I'm excited about that. I'm going to need some guardrails up to make sure Steve and I don't just fall into a 25-minute conversation about Pearl Jam. I'll try to be careful on that front. And Sal will be on at 5. And then we got like a big TBD, a game time decision next to Paul's name on the schedule today. We'll see if we get a chance to visit with Paul today at 6 o'clock. Sabres off a couple of nice-looking preseason performances the last two nights. Monday night in Columbus, last night at home. They've given up one goal across the two games. So if we don't get to Paul, we will maybe spend some time ourselves talking about what's going on there, as they're off today, I believe, and then back at it tomorrow night in Detroit for another preseason game. This will run into next week, and then before you know it, the Rangers will be in town and the Sabres will be playing regular season games. Also want to spend a good amount of time today poring over something that I talked a lot about at the end of July. I put a poll up at the end of July trying to sort of forecast the Bills' receiving core, and that includes tight ends. And so I revisited that and reposted the same poll with the same question 3 games in, and we'll get to that in a second. But I want to start out with the weird. Rather than just wait to get weird, I want to start weird. I'm afraid we won't get to weird if I don't do it now. So I posted this on Twitter. It did not get a ton of traction today. So, you know, maybe it's a garbage idea to even bring up and talk about. You know, we'll see. I did get some funny responses. Something happened overnight last night. I had a dream last night about something that I have never dreamt about, at least that I can remember. I don't remember ever having a dream about playing for the Bills. I don't. I'm not someone who ever, you know, aspired to that. It was just not in the cards. When I was younger, when I was fast, I was slow. I can imagine. I mean, it just was never. Not only did I dream I played for the Bills, I left the best part out. I dreamt that I was playing receiver for the Bills. That's where the I was slow even when I was fast part comes in, because like the idea of me playing wide receiver. Is it possible to be a possession receiver who never leaves the line of scrimmage? Because that would be the role they would have to carve out for me. Like, I really like, this guy's a good team guy. He claps well. He pays attention. He knows everybody's names, even the cafeteria workers. Good for culture. But there's not a lot skill set going on there. His separation numbers aren't good. Maybe we can just throw it to him at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Anyway, so I've never had that dream before. Anything really like it. I mean, I've had a couple of hockey dreams that maybe I'll get around to sharing at some point. But I've never dreamt of being a football player, let alone a Bills player, let alone a Bills wide receiver. But that happened last night. Let me rewind just a little. I think I might have a clue as to how this happened or why this happened. When I'm going to be, not really any night I go to bed, one thought I will often have before I really sort of shut it down, right? Get off the social media or whatever game I'm watching and just say, like, okay, it's really lights out, I'm going to bed. One of the last thoughts I'll have is about the next day's show. You know, just because I like to have the comfort of something of an idea. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I give up and just fall asleep because, you know, it's July and I have no idea what I'm going to be talking about. And I hope that something will happen overnight. And I'll get up in the morning and be like, oh, that's what we'll talk about tomorrow. But this is especially something that I'm prone to do when I know I'm going to be working by myself on a given day. Like, I knew Mike was going to be off today. And so last night, I'm in bed, and really the last thought I remember having was about this poll that I put up back at the end of July about who's going to be like the next receiver in line behind presumably Shakir, right? Coleman, Kincaid, Palmer, receiver slash pass catcher, right? And that was my thought, like, yeah, you know, that might be good. I think, yeah, I'll find the poll, I'll repost it, and we'll spend some time talking about that. So I think as I was falling asleep, I was thinking about Bills receivers, and that led to me dreaming about being on the team. Here, this won't take long. here are the details as best I can remember them. I've made the team. I'm somewhat surprised that I'm on the Bills. I'm a receiver on the Bills, all right? And we're running out of the tunnel for presumably the first game of the year or the first game of the year that I'm going to be playing in, I don't know, whatever. We're running out of the tunnel. And this is the moment. This is a little bit like I didn't study for the test or I have a speech to give and I'm naked in front of the audience sort of thing. We're running out of the tunnel. And I'm realizing I don't know the playbook at all. I mean, I don't know anything at all. What's the line the woman says in that Ozark show on Netflix? I don't know blank about blank. That's me running out onto the field in a uniform. I do not know what number I was wearing. I wish I did. I'd make it up, but you know, I want to be authentic. So I don't know what number I'm wearing. But I'm a Bills receiver, and we're running out. You know, the fireworks are going off, and the you know, the announcer's going crazy, and the crowd's going crazy, and I'm running out there, and I'm like, I don't know anything. I don't know any of the plays. What am I? Well, my God, I'm just faking it. Just go, I'm running. Yeah, woo, go Bills. You know, high five and everybody. And one of my teammates, one of my fellow receivers, one of my fellow Bills receivers, again, wish I had a name for you. I don't. I did not see this person's face. I wish it had been Keon Coleman, just because the way that the dream ends up going. I asked this player, this fellow receiver, I'm like, dude, I don't know the plays. I didn't think I was going to be on the team. I'm on the team. I don't know the plays, and I'm in the lineup, and what? And whoever this is says, don't worry. None of us know. I'll tell you what you got to do on a given play. Don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. It's not that complicated or something like that, which is like, you know, in the dream, I went like, okay, but there's no way I would believe that, but in the dream, I did. So, you know, we go out there. I catch a pass on a third down for a first down. I hear the stadium guy go, I don't know exactly, I should have noticed this on Thursday, but I didn't pay particular attention to the order in which things are said, but something like, pass complete to Parker for 9 yards, first down Bills. And that's it, the dream ends. I woke up, it was like, WTF, what just happened here? I'm a Bills receiver. I don't know the plays. And I caught a first down pass and then I woke up. That is a very new thing to me. I do not harbor any illusions or delusions about, you know, playing football. I'm 60 years old. And like I said, when I was 20, I was slow when I was fast. So there's you know, there's not like some, I'm harboring something. I think it really was just simply the connect. I don't know. I've not read and studied about dreams. So I think it's because I was thinking about Bills receivers and that just connected and there it was. So, you know, pass complete to Parker, Bills first down, and I wake up. So I don't know how it ended. I don't know. You know, maybe I had a great career, but that was the end of it for me. And I just thought, like, how often do fans, is this something that happens to fans with any kind of regularity? Maybe when you were younger, maybe when you were playing sports, if you played high school or college football or high school or college hockey, maybe you have had this dream about the Sabres or something. I've had hockey dreams, but never about, you know, playing in the NHL or playing at any kind of high level, because I never did that. So I put it out on Twitter. I got a couple of fun responses. One from JD said, yes, I was playing third base for the Tigers, made three errors, and Sparky Anderson sent me home in the middle of an inning. Kirk Gibson tripped me going into the dugout, which I love how vivid that is. Like, if that's real, JD, that's excellent. Robin says, Robin, our resident Wyoming Bills fan, says she regularly dreams she's a defensive tackle who crushes whatever quarterback is up next, which I love that. That was it. It was kind of not a lot of response. I was hoping it would get more weird than that, but I just really enjoyed. It's fun when you can remember your dream. Like, you know, like I don't, it doesn't happen all the time to me. In fact, it rarely does. And rarely does it result in something that I feel like is worth sharing on the show. I dream about all, you know, my truck or something, or my golf game, and who cares about that? I mean, who cares about any of this? But to have a Bills dream was very odd for me, and just kind of cool. Just wanted to share. So if any of you have got, if you're harboring stories about dreams of playing for the teams you love, please feel free to share at 803-0550. You can just sprinkle them in through the day, or you can, you know, hit me up on Twitter/X Still have not settled into calling it X, even though it says X.com now. For a while there, I was able to just avoid that by saying that the website is still Twitter, but it's not. It hasn't been for a long time. Anyway, so that's that. I just wanted to share if anybody's got that. But we are. I've got the paper. Today is one of those days where I'm contractually obligated to talk about receiving. And the Bills wide receivers. It's written here. Don't, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, just ignore the fact that the paper's blank, okay? It doesn't really say anything. I'm just ruffling the paper for effect. I hope it worked. Anyway, onward. Weird dream aside, but, you know, again, I'm happy to revisit. Don't, if I move on subject-wise, do not be shy about calling if you've got something you would like to share with me and thus the audience. I'd love to hear it. So when at the end of July, the first time I had this conversation, it's not the first time. The first time we ever talked about the Bills receivers. No. But when I did this back at the end of July, I posted a poll that I'm now efforting again to try to find and see if I can while I'm talking, and that might be hard. But I asked, who is, I'll just sort of paraphrase, I don't have to quote the poll. It's my poll anyway. Like, do you care? If you had to bet on a receiver aside from Shakir, sort of assuming a baseline for Shakir that would lead to him being the Bills' leading receiver, and while he's not leading the team in receptions through three games, he's only off the mark by three. Coleman's got 14, Kincaid's got 13, Shakir's got 11. The premise here is that Shakir is the most bankable commodity they have receiving-wise. He led the team in receptions last year by a healthy amount, by almost, I think, more than 30 catches over whoever was in second. I think maybe that was still Kincaid. Anyways, give Shakir the, he's probably going to lead them in receptions. This is back into the end of July. Who would you bet on to, quote-unquote, break out among the Bills pass catchers? And the breakout, in my view at that time, still pretty modest, 60 receptions, 6 to 10 touchdowns. Who do you like to reach those thresholds the most? Who do you think has the best chance? And the poll was Kincaid, Coleman, Palmer, other. And, yeah, I got a couple of replies back then about Elijah Moore, and good call. He's made the team, and he's outranking Curtis Samuel so far, who's not gotten a game day jersey yet through three games. And Moore has made a couple of flashy plays, a big, nice reception that helped them seal the game against Miami, led to the final field goal and given them a 10-point lead, which they ultimately won by 10. But, you know, those three guys were the centerpiece of the poll. And at the time, I was very bullish on Coleman being the breakout guy. Like, that would have been my vote, and that is who won the poll. At that time, again, this is summer. Training camp has been going on for maybe 5 days when we're talking about this at the end of July. I would, and already by then, there had been Kincaid legs wrapped up, missed a day of practice with soreness. And I was like, oh no, here we go. Oh boy. I thought that was a very bad sign that early in camp. Turns out it was not much of a bad sign at all. He has looked great. But Coleman won the poll that day with like 61% of the vote. I couldn't find it here to pull it up, but Kincaid was second with like 30-something, and Palmer had like 4% of the vote or something, like very, very small number. So it was heavy Coleman, a little Kincaid, and like almost no Palmer was the voting. And here we are 3 games in, and, you know, Coleman looks fine, to use the show's word. He's been fine. He really flashed late in the game against Baltimore. Pretty modest the last 2 weeks, but still, he is their leading receiver with 14 catches. I did some math.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's on pace for like 79 receptions so far. He's only got the one score on that tip ball in the Baltimore game. But Coleman, it's going nicely for Coleman. But to me, the big turnaround, and this is evidenced by the second time around with the same poll, same wording, who do you like beyond Shakir to post numbers in the 60 catch, 6 to 10 touchdown range? And Kincaid is running away with it today. Not surprisingly, I was scared by that one missed practice and how last year went, and just really worried that there was maybe the start of like a chronic sounds so severe, but just a problem, a recurring problem with his legs, with his knees. So I was scared off of him in the summer, but the season could not have gotten off to a better start for him so far. He looks fantastic. He looks athletic. Right from the start, first drive, it's a down-the-seam touchdown to Kincaid. The touchdown against Miami last week, The catch, that was not an easy catch. That ball was thrown pretty low. He had to go down to get it kind of awkwardly and managed to still keep his feet. And I think Chris Brown said it on the call, stumble into the end zone. I thought it was incredible that he kept his feet to get in the end zone on that play. Very good play. And he is also getting credit, and I think rightly so, right from the start. Again, that first drive against Baltimore, he is mauling some dude right into the Baltimore bench, blocking. The Shakir touchdown late last week against Miami, Kincaid is out front of that. Like, he's doing more. The Bills called on him in the offseason. They sort of, you know, lack of a cuter way to put it, called him out. We need you to, you know, put on weight, get stronger, hold up to the rigors of the season, and, you know, that strength obviously could come in handy blocking. And so far, so good. I mean, he's not Jackson Hawes. He's not even Dawson Knox. But what he isn't any longer, it looks like, is a liability in that area, which I would say mostly he's just not the guy you'd want to ask to do any of the heavy lifting there. That's he hasn't had some success earlier in his career, but I think it's hitting in a different way so far this year. And Kincaid is having a fantastic start to the year, and he's winning this poll today. I think I'll be able to find it during the break, but I can't talk and find it. I think he's got like 70% of the vote so far, being like the Bills' basically second leading receiver for the season. And Coleman is still in the high 20s. Palmer doesn't exist. Sort of like in reality here. Like, as far as the stats go through three games, you know, Palmer, again, had a really big important catch against Baltimore, but that is one of only 8 receptions so far through 3 games. So it's been sort of hit and miss there for him, but Coleman and Kincaid are off to very good starts, and I'm very encouraged by that from Kincaid, because if they can count on him to do both things credibly, in other words, you can't maybe any longer just blow him off as a blocker, but you know he is the most dynamic by miles of the three tight ends as far as a receiving target goes. I just think the opportunity to do a variety of things with those formations are there for you. You could even get to a point where you could have Hawes and Kincaid on the field and still feel like you can run the ball and use him as a blocker. And what that can do for you is obviously spring him in the receiving game all the more. If you can spring him in the receiving game out of 2 tight end and 3 tight end sets, I just think you really have a leg up. And it's a very, very, I think, key development for the Bills here through three games is how Kincaid physically looks and how he's handling all the parts of the job. Obviously, the receiving is the focus and the most important, the most valuable. But the better and the more credibly he can be viewed as a blocker, the better. And that is going very well here through three games. So I would also – I voted Coleman. I couldn't vote. It's my poll. X doesn't let you do that. I'd have to, you know, create a ghost account, and it's not that important. So I voted Coleman back in the summer. I would vote Kincaid now, the way the season has started. I was scared of injury, lingering issues, and none of that seems to be a bother. Again, it's early. It's only three games, but it looks great. Does that mean I'm down on Coleman? Again, the season has started, I think, very effectively for him as well. I just think Kincaid is becoming what we were hoping he would be after that 73-catch rookie season. Last year was really a lost year, as it turned out. So you want to get in on the conversation about the receiving core, the offense overall? Love to hear it. 803-0550. Lines are wide open, as is usually the case when one or the other of us is off. A little more room, a little more time for calls. So, you know, line them up. I'd love to hear from you on this. If you've got a Bills or Sabres or just in general sports dream story you would like to share based on my delusional vision last night of playing receiver for the Bills, love to hear that too. 803-0550 is the number. We'll preview the Saints with Steve Bennett at 4, Sal at 5. I am the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.